3-0 our score, 7:14 to play here in the opening quarter. Cooper Parsons at the point. He'll run a four-high offense. He'll go to the right side to Landon Boss. Good move at the elbow. He'll be heavily fouled to the floor. That's going to go against Jackson Biggs. Call it on the floor, not on the shooting attempt. So that'll be the actually a big break there. Jalen Massey.
Oh,
be called for the foul.
His first.
60 seconds gone by here in Watt Auditorium. Osage City on top, 3-0, looking to add to it. Cooper Parsons inbounding underneath, going up top to Kaysen Parsons. Parsons heavily guarded by Jalen Massey. Kaysen going right side, Landon Boss. Boss left side now, Schaefer now in the corner to Cooper Parsons. Parsons gets it momentarily poked away. Now right side, Kaysen Parsons. Up top to Dalton Schaefer. Schaefer bounced past to Kirkpatrick at the high right elbow. Now left side, Cooper Parsons. Complete the swing over to the left side to Kaysen Parsons. Now back up top to Cooper to reset the offense. Right side, Dalton Schaefer. Look inside. He'll feed Caden Kirkpatrick. He'll turn and face. Look to drive on Jackson Biggs. And recall an offensive foul. Caden Kirkpatrick extending the forearm. Officials all over. That'll be the first team foul against Osage City.
And I think he's going, what happened there? But you can't. You cannot extend that arm.
Biggs keys it in to Ryan Bones. 3-0, Osage City on top. Just over 90 seconds gone by. Jalen Massey going inside the Biggs. They're going to get a hold called against Osage City. That's going to go against Cooper Parsons in his fourth lead in this case. That's happening all over the place down on the other end. Now Caden Massey in, going to Ryan Bones. He'll be tied up with it. Going to be a jump ball. Possession area will stay with Linden. Osage City 9-3. Linden 11-1. Osage City the only team to beat Linden thus far in the season. Bones the inbound. Right of the bucket. Go into Fearborn in the right corner. Take a few dribbles. Spin move now. Picks up his dribble. Going right side on the wing to Jalen Massey. Jalen looking to drive against Caden Kirkpatrick, looking for a ball screen, doesn't use it, going left side into Bones. Bones looking to drive, now at the elbow, kicking it out to Fearborn. Fearborn pump fake, looking to drive, and he'll step out of bounds, actually call it travel. And yet another turnover back to Osage City.
Well, you know one thing, too, Michael, was I think that game was supposed to be played in December.
That is correct.
But Osage City was in at school a week early, which also meant they didn't get to practice. And so that meant they were a little bit behind when they came out of the break.
And Dennis Fort mentioned that. You know, we had them against Chase County, and they kind of struggled in that second week with those three games. That was their lone win of three games. Of course, they losing to West Franklin. You have a missed shot. An offensive board by Caden Kirkpatrick, finding Dalton Schaefer underneath. It's been Dalton Schaefer's show. He's got five. The Indians lead 5-0, 5:25 to play in the first. Fearborn, heavy pressure applied by Schaefer. Get close to a five-second call, but he'll hand it off to Jalen Massey. Massey streaking to the hoop. Come to the jump stop on the left block. Leaves it a little bit too strong off the glass. Rebound to Boss. Boss will come to the floor nearly. Being bumped from behind from Caden Massey, but he'll stay collected and find the outlet pass to Cooper Parsons. Indians going the other way in the front court now. Kaysen Parsons to Caden Kirkpatrick. He'll swing it right side to Dalton Schaefer. Schaefer back up top, Cooper. Now Kaysen on the left wing. Give it to Kirkpatrick. He'll lob it inside off the backboard to Landon Boss. Boss first points the ball game. It's a 7-0 run for Osage City to begin this ball game.
First off, beautiful pass in the Boss. And then he took it right up.
Massey looking for an answer. Look, driving baseline. Now out to the wing. Heavily guarded by Cooper Parsons. Staying right with him. Picks up his dribble. He'll swing it left side to Jackson Biggs. Biggs lob inside to Caden Massey. And an excellent post move there. Posting up against Kirkpatrick. And Linden has their first points of the ball game.
And again, the pass was perfect. It was up high. He didn't have to do anything with it, and he went right up with it.
Cooper Parsons in the front court now. Halfway through the first quarter. Caden Kirkpatrick, now Dalton Schaefer, 7-2 Osage City lead. Kaysen Parsons down the left side to Caden Kirkpatrick. Will fire a three. Nothing but net for Caden Kirkpatrick. Yet another Van Gundy farm three for Osage City. They lead by 8.
Man, the Osage is coming out on fire.
Caden Massey has it on the up top now. Right side, Bones. Bones looking for a pass. He'll go up top to Biggs. Biggs will swing left side to Fearborn. Lob inside of the big man to Caden Massey will be held underneath. Foul's going to go against Kaysen Parsons, his first, team's third. Maxie Miller, Kaysen Worth into the ballgame for Linden. Bones and Caden Massey to sit for Linden. Jalen Massey to inbound underneath the bucket. Go up top to Worth. Worth right side now. Jackson Biggs fire up a three. Off the window and good for a Van Gundy Farm three.
I think he called it. I'm not sure. Should be four if he did.
Dalton Schaefer on the left side now. Right side. Kaysen Parsons up to Kirkpatrick. Back to Kaysen. Looked inside to Boss, but he's double teamed underneath. Now Schaefer. Boss gets it in the double team. Off the window and good as Daxton Miller falls to the floor. Boss with 4 points. Lead back to seven. Tigers in the attack on the opposite side. Fearborn on the left wing. Looking to drive. Hand it off to Daxton Miller. 3 minutes remaining. 12-5 Osage City. Daxton Miller gets away with an extra step. Misses the shot. Worth collects the rebound. His putback is good. Boss has it on the left side, looking to drive against Biggs. To the block, off the window, too strong, but he is fouled on the attempt. He'll go to line for two foul shots. Boss was nearly automatic from the foul line a night ago.
Yeah, Landon's going to go to Butler Community College to play football.
Pretty good group. I was at that Opie Osage City game, and fellow Madison Candace graduate was there.
Dallas Thompson.
Dallas Thompson was there recruiting, so got to visit with the Butler coaches during that ball game. So good luck to Landon on the next level. You have some other players playing the next level. Jackson Biggs is going to be an Ottawa Brave, but playing basketball.
Yep.
A lot of talent here in the Flint Hills League.
And Landon could go in several sports.
Boston line for another one. This time it's good. 13-7 Osage City with the lead. 2.5 remaining in the first quarter. Jalen Massey on the attack, guarded by Caden Kirkpatrick. Now to Daxton Miller, right wing. Reckon Bowen subbed in during those free throws for Osage City. Biggs gets Dalton Schaefer to leave his feet. Schaefer bangs into him. Biggs knocks down the three-point shot. He's asking for the and one in the continuation, but well after the foul.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. Daxton Miller to inbound on the far sideline. He'll go into the backcourt to Jalen Massey. Biggs calling for the ball, actually calling for a screen. Now he'll go to Massey going to Evan Fearborn. Fearborn foul line to the opposite block. The Kaysen Worth. He'll go left block, right block, off the window and good. He's got 4 points off the bench. Lead is four for Osage City, 13-9. 2 minutes remaining in the first. Bowen has it up top to Boss. Boss swings it left side. Schaefer, he left open, but he doesn't fire the shot. Biggs defending Landon Boss. Boss to the bucket, misses a shot. Offensive board collected by Caden Kirkpatrick, and the putback is good. Kirkpatrick with five. Schaefer, Kirkpatrick, and Boss all with 5 points apiece, and they lead Linden 15-9. Massey trying to go inside. It'll be a kick ball by Dalton Schaefer. Chase Williams, the 6'2" junior, to the scores table. Making sure he checks in properly. Dennis, nothing's going to get past the old Dennis Fort.
No.
Lob up top to Worth on the inbound. He'll look to swing it. Now going here the near side on the wing to Jalen Massey. He'll look to drive. He's at the foul line now, midline. Throws up a floater. That's good. Jalen's first points of the contest. And the deficit trimmed to four. 15-11, 80 seconds remaining here in the first. Cooper Parsons going left side, Dalton Schaefer. Now up top, Cooper now over to Brecken Bowen, now Boss, now left side Schaefer. Back to Boss, thought about a three, go back to Schaefer, he's drop baseline. You're going to say he stepped out of bounds, it'll be a turnover back to Linden.
That is turnover number three for Linden this quarter.
Kirkpatrick back in after the short breather. Williams back to the bench.
No, excuse me, that's turnover number two for Osage.
Biggs keys things in to Jalen Massey. 60 seconds remain here in the opening quarter. Linden trailing things 15-11, but on the attack. Left corner three by Daxton Miller. Good for a Van Gundy Farms three. Van Gundy Farms, your Lyon County Hogemeyer seed dealer. It's cut the lead of Osage City to one. They led by as many as seven to begin the ball game. Schaefer up top to Kirkpatrick. His pass stolen away by Kaysten Wirth. Linden looking for their first lead of the ball game here in the closing moments of the opening quarter. 30 seconds remain. Jalen Massey going right side. Devin Fearborn up top. Miller. Miller will hand it off to Massey. Now 20 seconds on the clock. He's at Coach Slay's signature. He was right in front of us. Was scouting the girls' championship ball game, but Slay, a student of the ball game, and a five-second violation at the Power E. Oh. Michael Massey's going to ask for an explanation. I thought it was reset. Yeah. There was a good 5 to 6 feet of separation there.
Yeah.
And the Linden officials behind us, like you said, Ken, making their voice heard.
No. The Osage officials may let their voice be heard sometime tonight, too. Now, Coach Massey's still on the
I see official. A big grin over the far side by Jordan Heisting, Mission Valley coach.
Yeah.
This team taking third here this afternoon. Landon Boss, closing moments. Finding Kirkpatrick underneath on the left block, and he'll be fouled by Jalen Massey. That'll be his second, team's third. So 1.9 seconds on the clock, and Caden Kirkpatrick to the line for two foul shots. His team leading things 15 to 14. Foul shot, good. Osage City has led the entirety of this opening quarter. Started with a 7-0 run, but Linden has made things interesting, as we expected. Second one from Kirkpatrick, also good. 2 seconds remaining for Jalen Massey. Three-quarter court shot well off the mark. So after 8 minutes of play, Osage City leads the Linden Tigers 17-14. We'll step aside and have continued coverage of the shootout on 1400 AM KBUE and 96.9 FM right here. Shootout coverage.
Coverage of the Foothill Shootout is brought to you by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Plumbing by Spellman at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair. Call on Troy's for all your automotive needs. 620-341-9449.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you in part by Linden USD 421. Linden High School students and staff want to thank area businesses and the community for supporting their academic and athletic programs. It's great to be a Linden Tiger. By Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go, Bulldogs!
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trude. Welcome you back to Wide Auditorium, the live action.
Tegan.
Did I say Tegan? We got to get used to that. Ken Hansen, my bad, kid. This is a creature of habit. Osage City with possession. Jumper on the baseline by Dalton Schaefer missed.
I can be taken.
Evan Fearborn going along the perimeter now to Ryan Bones. Bones on the left wing looking to drive. Will be fouled on the drive. You got a ton of more experience in this area. And, of course, as you've been calling games for so long, you start to see second generations come at you, kid.
Yeah, in fact, Dennis Ford and I were teammates at ESU. Dennis was a player and I was a manager. And our ball boy at the home games was Jackson Biggs's dad, Jay. So did Jay's games when he was at Waverly, and now I'm doing Jackson's here at Linden.
Come full circle for you, kid.
Yes,
now Evan Fearborn in the attack. Daxon Miller on the far sideline. Osage City on top, 17-14 here in the second quarter. Miller gets it poked out of his hands by Dalton Schaefer. They'll throw it in on the far sideline.
Oh, and, of course, Landon Boss, I did his mom, Kate, and his dad, Lucas's games for many years.
The family is all together here tonight, though.
Yes, they are.
Bones on the left wing to the elbow. Looking to drive. Bounce pass into Jackson. He'll turn and face. Fadeaway jumper in the lane. Good.
Jackson Biggs.
Biggs with five. Trims the deficit to one. Linden has not led at all this ball game. Lob inside the Boss off the window and good. Boss with seven so far. 19-16 now. 80 seconds in here in the second quarter. Bones with it. He'll hand it off to Fearborn. Fearborn looking to attack. It's the man-to-man defense by Osage City. Lob inside to Caden Massey. Off the glass and good. Massey's got 4 points. Trading blow for blow so far to begin the second quarter. Cooper Parsons with it in the front court. Now to Boss. Extended left elbow. He'll fire up the three. It's off the mark. To the left side. Rebound to Caden Massey. Linden looking for their first hit of the ball game. Fearborn, left wing, looking to attack. Picks up his dribble. He'll go right wing to Daxon Miller. He'll fire up the three. It's short. Rebound to Cooper Parsons. Parsons streaking down the other way. Opposite side to Kaysen. Parsons off the window and good. Excellent feed on the Parsons and Parsons show. Lead back to three for the Indians. 5:40 to remaining in the second quarter. Daxon Miller on the wing. Hands it off to Bones. He'll skip it right side to Fearborn. Nice attack to the bucket off the window and good for Evan Fearborn. His first points of the evening. Parsons, excellent drive on the far near sideline. Cade and Kirkpatrick now right side. Kaysen Parsons, he'll fire right wing three. Rimming around the rim and through for Kaysen Parsons for a Van Gundy Farm three.
That one just blew around and went in.
Biggs with it in the front court now. Lead back to four for Osage City. Get a ball screen from Caden Parsons now. Or Caden Massey, excuse me, now right side. Daxon Miller, he'll look to answer with another three, and he does. Daxon Miller with the Van Gundy Farm three. Van Gundy Farms, your Lyon County Hogemeyer seed dealer. Kaysen Parsons right wing up top. Cooper Parsons down the left side to Dalton Schaefer. Back up top, Cooper. Bounce pass in the Boss on the left side. He'll skip it right side. Kaysen Parsons down the corner to Schaefer. Lob inside of the post. Kirkpatrick working over Massey. Gets his shot rejected. Now in the hands of Evan Fearborn. Looking to attack the opposite way. Up top the Biggs. Long three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Goes five hole through the hands of Parsons. And we got a scrum for the loose ball underneath. They're going to call a foul against Miller, I think, on the loose ball.
Yeah.
Tanner Smith working the administrative side of things, turning back behind us to the fans behind us saying no, trying to keep things quiet.
Yeah.
Or to a respectable level.
Yes.
That's a second against Daxon Miller, team's fifth. Cooper Parsons at the point, picked up in a man-to-man defense by Ryan Bones. Halfway through here in the second quarter, 4 minutes remaining in the half. 24-23, Osage City on top. Kaysen Parsons, a big drive out to the wing. Then the Boss contested three is off the mark. Rebound by Caden Massey. Linden still looking for their first lead of the ball game. They have an opportunity this time down. Miller, the Caden Massey, high right elbow. Take one dribble, give it right back to Miller. Thought about a three, now to the foul line. Fire up a jumper there. It's good. Tigers on top for the first time. They lead things 25-24, 3.5 to play.
And it's been a slow battle for them to get back and take the lead. Now Osage City's got to come back and respond.
Parsons, the Kaysen Parsons. He'll skip it right side, Brecken Bowen. Bowen skips it right back, left side, Kaysen Parsons three. Rims out, no good. Good box out by Daxon Miller. I think they're going to call Boss shoving him down. That'll be the first on Boss. Yeah. Team's sixth, I believe.
Yeah, they're not. Jackson Biggs doing an excellent job defensively on Landon Boss. He's got the height to battle Landon and maybe the quickness compared to Caden Massey. He's got the height to do it, but he would probably get beaten on the dribble a lot.
Jalen Massey at the point gets a ball screen from Caden Massey now. Right side, Fearborn, now the elbow, puts it on the floor, stolen away by Boss. Boss with the breakaway, going up for it, and he'll slam it down, but it's off the mark, and it's no good. Just got to go up for a layup, did his fourth, did not like that one. Boss hands in his face in his hands, he taps his chest saying, that's my bad.
Yeah, to say Coach Ford is upset with Landon is an understatement. First off, He doesn't. If you're going to dunk it with him, you better make it.
Jalen Massey with it at the top of the key, looking to add to their one-point lead. Massey guarded by Kirkpatrick. Nice drive, kicking into the corner to Daxton Miller, and yet another Van Gundy form three for Daxton Miller. That's his third. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Dennis Ford. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. 28-24, 2:35 remaining in the half. Remind you guys, these timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Stop by McDonald's on 6th Avenue and get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. Add a fry and drink to make it a meal. Also, you're following along on KBOE TV. Give thanks to First National Bank of Kansas, Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City. Bank locally, get rewarded. Earn high interest for banking basics and cash back on purchases with Kasasa and Kasasa Cashback, member FDIC.
And give thanks to Kendall.
Kendall Douglas, been on it most of the afternoon and evening. A seasoned vet.
Yeah, I was looking over at the Osage City bench, and Landon Boss had a towel over his head. Like he knew he messed up, and Coach Fort was kind of reminding him of that too. But Landon's a tough kid. Now he's probably going to strive now to make amends.
So the five on the floor for Osage City, it's Brecken Bowen, Cooper Parsons, Kaysen Parsons, Caden Kirkpatrick, and Landon Boss. Five on the floor for Linden, it's Jalen Massey, Evan Fearborn, Daxton Miller, Caden Massey, and Jackson Biggs. 2.5 remaining here. Linden on top, 28-24. Osage City started the ball game on a 7-0 run, but it's been back and forth the rest of the way. Brecken Bowen on the right side of the front court now. Back to the power E to Cooper Parsons. Bounce past the Boss on the extended right elbow. Now to Kaysen Parsons, now over to Bowen, left corner. He'll look to skip Cooper Parsons. He's now driving. Dribbles it off his foot, out of bounds. Schaefer back to the scores table. He'll sub out Bowen.
Dalton Schaefer.
And now Linden's kind of getting a little bit of control in this with this game, but it doesn't take a second for that to change.
Evan Fearborn has it in the front court, now skips it right side. Daxton Miller, he's had a hot hand. He's got 11 off the bench. Now to Jalen Massey, looking to drive, heavily guarded by Kaysen Parsons. Now Biggs finds an opening on the right baseline, but his shot too long. Rebound to Boss. Boss streaking down the other way, looking to go coast to coast. Skips it to the left corner, three on the way by Kaysen Parsons, missed. Rebound to Biggs. Biggs going the opposite way. Left wing, now left baseline to the block. Bounce pass in the corner to Fearborn. Fearborn thought about it. Now up top, Jalen Massey. To the elbow, left block, off the window, good.
Jalen Massey.
Lead is 6 for Linden. 30-24, 1:20 remaining in the half. Schaefer over to Parsons, now Kaysen Parsons. Now up top, Boss. Bounce pass into Kirkpatrick, kick back out. Kaysen Parsons, 3. Off the mark, no good. Rebound to Kirkpatrick, his put back, no good. But a foul coming in the way of Caden Massey.
It's
going to be team's Caden fifth. Massey's first on the evening. First one from Kirkpatrick is good. First points of the second quarter.
Ryan Davis down the gate for Linden.
Second foul shot for Kirkpatrick. Good.
Ryan
Davis in for Osage City during those free throws.
Osage City 5 of 6 from the line this half.
Ryan Bones back out there. He's at the point. Guarded by Kaysen Parsons, going left side. Fearborn. Fearborn attacking from the wing. Off the window and good. Evan Fearborn. 4 points on the evening.
Dylan Keel.
Drive by Kirkpatrick underneath is no good. Rebound tipped out. One by Boss. Boss back to it. You're going to have a block against Caden Massey. That'll be his second, much to the ire to the Linden faithful.
Caden Massey, his second.
Yeah, but I think if you're his uncle Michael, you're going, my big guy just picked up his second foul with just 36 seconds to go in the half. We can live with that.
Caden Massey pleading his case. He said, hey, The forearm was extended. We got six on the floor for Linden, trying to figure out who's going to come off. It will be Massey with those two fouls. Can't have him pick up here a third one in the closing moments. 36.4 seconds remaining. Cooper Parsons the inbound underneath the bucket. Go up top to Kaysen Parsons. Linden on top, 32-26. Kaysen going right side to Landon Boss now on the wing to Schaefer. Right corner to Cooper Parsons. Back up top to Boss. Down the corner, back to Cooper Parsons. 20 seconds left on the first half clock. Up top, Schaefer. Dennis Fort begging for one shot. They'll go to Kirkpatrick, high left, high right elbow. Now right side. The Kaysen Parsons will fire up a shot. He was well off the mark. 5 seconds remaining. Rebound to Linden. Linden's going to have one final shot at it, but Dearborn does not get it off in time. The student section affecting Kaysen Parsons, firing it up with 6 seconds remaining on a rush shot. We find ourselves at the half, 32-26. Linden with a 6-point advantage. We'll step aside, tally our stats of the first half, and have continued coverage of the Shootout Championship right here on 1400 AM, KVUE 96.9 FM.
Coverage of the flip.